This is tape number 1064/4. It's the fourth week of our second year Greek class in the Bible for Today sponsored Baptist Bible Institute and Baptist Bible Seminary. It is October the 14th, 1982. Translation of John 3:15 through 4:8. Dana and Matty Grammar, pages 86 through 95, paragraphs 94 through 96. The teacher, Dr. D.A. Waite, director, Bible for Today, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. Open up our class tonight, if we can, with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we thank thee again for this class we can have in the language of thy word in the New Testament. We thank thee for thy Son, who is called the Word of God. We thank thee for his coming into this world to die for sinners such as we. We pray, Lord, that thou wouldst give our minds wisdom and guidance and blessing. Guide us by the Holy Spirit. Give us understanding as we go through this Gospel of John, what a wonderful book it is concerning thy beloved Son, in whose name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, let's take our Gospel of John then, and we'll move on to from where we went. I believe it is chapter 3, verse 15 tonight. Is that right?
Oh, it's been
3:15, yes. So go right ahead. Who's
I have no time to check on the tape.
No, well, we'll check a little bit later. Let's see. Ruth, why don't you plunge in first for us there? Let me go ahead and read it, and then we'll... Let me just replay this.
John 3:15. In a pas hopistewon eisauton me apolitai al eche Zoein Ionion.
Okay, go ahead, Ruth. You go ahead and read it too, just to get ourselves in shape.
Ina post hoc stilum es aton me apolitai.
Good.
Al ehe Zoein Ionion.
Good.
In order that all believing in him.
All who believe in him.
Should not be lost, but have eternal life.
Mm-hmm. Should not be lost. All right. Should not be lost. Might not perish, but have continuously life eternal. Okay? That's good. So everyone who might believe in him, see, that's the... Might not
be both words.
Everyone who
perish
believes
or lost.
In, yeah, perish or lost. Might not. See, the may with the... subjunctive, see, the apolita. And apolita.
And eche is also subjunctive?
Eche, yes, eche. Yes, eche. That might have, that's right, but might have, see. Might not this, but might have if they would only believe, that's right. Hawk the stone, all those who believe. So that's. Pistone, let's see. Apolita, I'm just trying to see. Apolita. 3:15. Now let's see. From apolemi, second aorist, middle subjunctive. Apolemi, apolemi. So apoletai is second aorist, middle subjunctive. So it's might not perish themselves, might not lose themselves, might not. And sometimes those middle, or rather subjunctive, might not be lost. I guess that would be perished, be perishing or be lost would be the fourth one of. The subjunctive. And it's the middle, though. It might not lose themselves. Actually, lose themselves. Apolitize. Because of their own unbelief. So we wouldn't blame it on God, and so the limited atonement, hyper-Calvinist people, you know, wouldn't be able to say this, because you couldn't blame God for this. They might not lose themselves. I said. Okay, any other questions on 5?
That Paul is a singular meaning everyone.
That's right. It's sort of like he who believes. See, it's each one, everyone who might believe. Pas ha. See, everyone who, in an individual sense, individually might believe. It's not everybody in the plural sense, because you can only believe personally one by one by one. See, so that's why that would be the singular. Pas ha. Each one who believes, who continues to believe in him, might not perish but have eternal life. Any other thoughts on 15? All right, Bill, let me play 16, and you read it too just for practice, and we'll skip the reading for the rest of the evening.
John 3:16. Houto gar egapisen hotheos ton kosmon, hostes ton vion autu ton monogene edoken, hina pas hotestewon eis auton, me apolitai al eche zoein aionion.
Okay, read that again. That's a wonderful one, isn't it? Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah. Huto, huto gar egapesen.
Egapesen.
Egapesen. Hatheas tan kosmon.
Kosmon, to get the Z.
Kosmon.
Yes, yeah, kosmon. I used to always say cos too, because cosmos, you don't use it, but apparently it's the sigma is always this. Go ahead.
Hosta tan quion al tu tan managene.
Managene.
Managene. Erokin hena pas ha pastone ace. Altan me apolitai.
Apolitai.
Al he.
Eche.
Eche. Zoin Ionian.
Okay. Take that one for us.
Let's keep
going
down this one.
Let's
see. For God.
See, for in the sense of thus. See, hutos. Thus. For thus, for so, in such a manner. Go ahead.
Now, why is that huto gar? I was thinking gar.
Well, for, yeah, for is the for, but so, I should say so. For so, thus, or for thus in the like okay. manner. See, gar is the for, you're right.
Okay.
Right. But the thus, or so, in such a way. See, huto. Go ahead.
God loved the world.
Hosta. Now, this is the preposition or the conjunction rather of result. With the result that, see, hosta with the result that. Henna is with the purpose that, henna, but hosta is with the result that he did something about it. See.
Right.
Hosta.
That he gave.
See, there are lots of different that's, you know, that, but this is the result that, see.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that he gave.
Or the son of him or his son.
All right.
Tan Managene. Is his son or his only begotten son?
Yeah, he's left that off. Ton Managene. He's getting to that, see. I hope he's getting to that.
Right.
You got the Ton Vion out too,
right,
but you
okay.
missed the Ton Managene.
The begotten son.
All right, so there'd be Ton Managene, yeah. Only begotten, see.
Okay.
Right. And as we said before, we haven't even talked about this only begotten. They try to say the unique son, the one and only son. In the sense of genos, but that genao comes from genao. It means to be born, and it's monos, which is the only born son, the only begotten son. And the gene, I can see they say, well, if it's begotten and if it's to be born, well, then there's a certain classification of a race or a kind, see? Therefore, the only kind. In his kind, you know, so that's how they make this up. And I think in that big dictionary there, Bill, that theological dictionary of the New Testament words, that's the meaning that's there. Because I got a hot letter about that from someone. You remember, Ruth? That they said, this is, I'm wrong. It was from a professor at one of our regular Baptist seminaries over in Detroit, Michigan. He was a Greek or Hebrew professor. And he was writing about something I said about the Hebrew, Masoretic Hebrew text and the translation of the Aramaic and the NIV, the International Version, or the New American Standard Version. And then he made reference to this fact that I had said about the Monogenean. Why, this is an up-and-coming meaning and the unique, I mean, one of the kind, see. But no, I don't buy that meaning, see. He quoted, I think, that book right there to show it. But no, it's from Ganao, only begotten. All right, go ahead. Pardon the interruption.
Okay. That all or everyone...
The same structure as 15, right. Isn't it? Pas, pa.
Everyone who believes or
each one that believes.
Which is into him or in him. Should not die.
All right, should not perish.
Sure
should not
perish.
Apolemy, perish in the sense of be destroyed or not out of existence, but suffer.
Other expression, not like it was before.
Yeah, perish or destroy, and there again, it's the middle. Destroy himself, perish by himself, for himself, because of himself.
But have life eternal.
All right. And he might say even destroy himself, so I, but have life eternal. Are there any other questions on 16? That's a beautiful verse. We call that.
If they are not using the word begotten, could they use the word unique?
Well, see, the same thing. You see, if you have the unique vistaris and you're only translating the mono, see, which means only, like monogamous, one wife, one marriage, you know, like homogenized. No,
it's something different than we all are there.
Yeah, yeah. See, but you see, unique, there's monogenes. If it's just mono, his only son, that would be all right, unique son, his only. But monogenes, you got only, and you got the genes. What are you going to do with genao, see, which is to beget, like begotten, which is to be born.
Yes.
There's the begotten. They can't, they say only like that, see. So, that's unique. They sometimes make it unique, but no, I just don't buy that thing at all. All right, anything else on that? You see, if you say he's not the only begotten Son of God, but he's just the only Son of God, you see, he's not the only Son of God. You and I are sons of God by faith in Christ, see. And it's all, I don't buy it. He's the only begotten one. We were never begotten in that same sense, although we are begotten in the sense of being born again. Pardon me?
Are the angels sons of God?
Yes, they are. That's right, they're called the sons of God in the Old Testament. That's right.
But
in the New Testament too. Not begotten, that's right. Mm-hmm. See, now in a sense, we're born again, yes, but not in the same sense of begotten
created.
Son of God. See, we're not the only begotten Son of God. That's Jesus Christ, the only Son, in a unique way. See, yes, unique, but this doesn't say unique, it's the only begotten.
Yeah.
So, the only begotten is unique, but unique does not properly translate only begotten.
Mm-hmm.
That's just leaving a whole half of that word out, see.
Yeah. Now, so, the angels, as Ruth said, they are created.
Right, created beings. But this is different here. The Lord Jesus never had a creation.
Monogenes, that is the word.
Yes, that's right.
Only begotten.
That's right. And this is ton monogenes, see, which is an accusative singular.
Ton monogenes.
Ton monogenes, right. All right, let's go on to 17. If we can, let's see Ruth, I guess.
John 3:17. Ugar apestelen hotheos ton vion autu es ton kosmon hina krine ton kosmon al hina sophe ha kosmos.
Okay.
To judge, crime.
For God did not send his Son into the world in order that he should condemn or judge the world, but in order that the world should be saved through him.
Or might be saved through him, by him. Okay, that's good.
You are so good.
Might not judge the world, but that might be saved the world through him, by means of him. This is instrumental of agency, D out to. Any other questions on 17? Two subjunctives there, sothe, and it says a error subjunctive, is it not? Might be saved, sothe, from sozo, and of course the other one is krine, the present from krino, that he might judge the world, condemn it, judge it. Apestelen, aorist, did not sin. From Apostolo. All right, any thoughts on that? All right, Bill, you ready for 18?
John 3:18. Hoc pistewon esauton u crinitai. Hode me pistewon ede tecritai. Hoti me pepistelken esta onoma tu monogonus huiu tu theu.
Okay, Bill.
Okay, the one believing in him. Not believing in him.
You see, and the one believing certainly is excellent to translate whosoever. See, it's a singular, whosoever individually might believe in him. So, or the one believing in him. Go ahead, Bill. Into him. See, that's direct action,
okay,
but
right.
That's the way it goes. Believe into something, but that's what the Greek says, believing on them or in him. All right?
Judges not himself, or?
Is not condemned. See, is not judged.
Okay.
Because this krinitai is what mood? I should say voice, active, middle, or passive voice. Krinitai from krino. Mm. What voice is that, class?
It's active.
Active voice. See, it's the word is krino. See, and for active, it'd be krine. But this is krinitai. That's right. It's either middle or passive. And so that would be a passive, in a sense, at least it's translated passive. So you see, if it were active, it would be, does not condemn.
Yeah, that's right.
But here it is not condemned, see, by someone else. You follow me, Bill? Whoever believes is not condemned by someone else. That's a passive sense of condemn. All right, go ahead. Is not judged or is not condemned.
Mm-hmm.
Now the dead, the contrast, dead. But on the other hand, see,
But But not the one believing?
Yeah, but that's right. But the one who does not believe.
Okay.
But how the may, you know, how may piston. But the one not believing, see, the one who does not believe,
mm-hmm.
whosoever believeth not, see, in a sense. Or he who believes not, he who does not believe. Ede, remember what that is?
No.
That means already, right now.
Okay.
Immediately, right on the spot. Ede.
He's already judged.
Right now, what's Kekritai? From Krino.
To judge.
Kek, so what tense would this be?
Perfect.
Perfect, right, because you're reduplication.
And
it would be perfect active or perfect passive?
Passive.
Perfect passive, because of the etai ending, etai, kek, kritai. So how would that be different from the active?
Well,
he who does not believe is already, he's already judges, you'd say, if you're active, right? Somebody else. But here, already has been judged by someone else. By whom? By God. He's already been condemned and judged. He's got his judgment hanging right over. Go ahead.
Okay.
Why has he been judged by God? Because he's not been elected? No, that's it, sir. If this is the most important verse of a whole Calvinist controversy. Is that because he's not been elected? Why? Because, Hati, that's the because, Hati. What? He has already been condemned by God and judged.
Believing us in
Pepisto from pisteuo, and this is pepistoken, so it's what? Perfect.
Having.
Because he has not believed.
Not
he has not believed, see? Pepisteuo is has not believed, because it's a perfect tense. Eistonoma.
Has not believed in the name of the only God, Son of God.
Okay, that's why he's condemned already, right now, because he's not believed. Not because he's not been elected, but because he has not believed, exercised his faith in the Son of the only begotten Son of God. Here again is Monogenus, again. So that's important. Any other questions on 18?
This cuts down Calvin's doctrine.
Pardon me? This cuts down, it certainly does.
Yeah.
Cuts down. All right, any other thoughts? Right, let's go on to 19 then, please. I guess it's back to, is it Ruth?
Okay. John 3:19. Haute de esten he Christus. Haute tophos eleuthen eston kosmon kai egapithan hoi anthropoi malon toskotos e tophos ein gar ponera auton ta erga.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the judgment, that light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their works are evil. Were evil.
Mm-hmm. That's good. All right. So this, haute, what gender is that?
Feminine.
Feminine, all right. Why is it feminine? What does it modify?
Because it's A.
That's right. Hate. This, why is it feminine? Class, anybody?
Because the judgment.
That's right. Hey, Christus. It goes with Christus. So this is judgment. See, so it's, hey, Christus is feminine, therefore, haute. This judgment is the light. What's eleluthen? What tense? From erchomai, to come. Eleluthen. That's an,
perfect.
It's just perfect. That's right. That is one of the unusual perfects at Leluthen, and we use it all the time in John. So you might as well learn it. It'll come up over and over again. Has come. See, that light has already come. Eston Kosman is the word. And a Gavison loved. Now notice the Malon A. Rather this than that. See, it's comparison. Malon A. Toskotos rather than Tophos. The light. Darkness rather than light. All right, and pointed out. Auton ta erga. Now notice the deeds of them evil were. All right, that's good on that. Any other questions on 19? All right, let's go to 20 then.
John 3:20. Pasgar hafaula prason mise tophos kai uk erketai tras tophos kiname elengse ta erga autu.
Okay, Bill?
for, let's see here.
This is very hard for me to.
Yeah. For all, I'm trying to think of Hakwala.
Fala is worthless, evil, sort of bad, okay. Worthless.
For all the bad is?
Ha prason fala. See, fala is in the accusative plural, see, from phalos and fala.
Okay.
So, for one prason from praso, which is to do, to practice.
Okay.
He who practices, or the one who practices fala. Evil things, all, wicked things, bad things.
Would that be the one, or is pas, is that all?
Yeah, pas. Pas, ha, prason. See, that's the same structure we had as in John 3:16. Did we not? Pas, ha, pistelon. See?
Mm-hmm.
And in 3:15, pas, ha, pistelon. Here you have pas, ha, prason. Everyone, or whosoever, practices evil things, evil deeds, fala, worthless things, bad things.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Misse,
from misseho, is the verb to hate.
Hates the light, and comes not to the light,
right?
In order that
this is the verb elenko, which means to reprove or to be judged.
In other words, in order that his works are not, would you say that word meant?
Could be manifested, brought to light, judged, reproved. All right,
in order that his works are not manifested.
That'd be all right. Okay. Everyone that is doing evil hates the light. Doesn't come out. And rather, now, elenche. What tense is elenche? And so on. How would you parse that, as we say? From elenco, elenco. The theta eta gives it of the clue, which is what?
I thought that was always passive.
It is. Which kind of passive? Theta eta is always. That's right. Except in that but one that was akalotheo, when it's got a theta eta, it's not necessarily. Aorist passive.
Subjunctive.
It is subjunctive. It's passive, isn't it? Aorist passive. It's aorist passive, subjunctive. See, the aorist passive, the theta eta, usually, except when you have a verb that ends in theta. Akalotheo. Remember, I got fooled the other day on that last week. Alakalothe and the theta eta gave it away as perfect as an aorist passive, but it doesn't because akalotheo ends in theo. So this is elenche, which is the first aorist passive subjunctive of elenco. Elenco, E-L-E-G-H-E-omega, the gamma. So elenco. Now listen, that's a strong, powerful word. Elenco is a court word, means to convict. See, lest they be, in order that they may not be convicted and brought to completely into light. It also means to reprove. Lest the deeds may be reproved and therefore judged. It also means to bring to light, to completely expose. In Ephesians 5:11, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather elenco, expose them, reprove them.
Is that one of the things that all scripture is profitable for?
Yes, for reproof. This is elenco, that's right. It means complete exposure of everything in the Bible that's bad. See? And the Word of God will do it. See? It'll expose us and it'll reprove us in that sense of bring to light. So lest their deeds might be reproved and brought right out into the open. So they don't want to come to light. Everybody could see them, see. That's a beautiful picture of what the root of elenco means, because light, tophos, is right in the same word, see. Bring it to light and reprove and be exposed and try it. Any other thoughts on 20?
What is the significance of ponera in one sentence and then
fala in the other?
In the next one.
Ponera, I think, is an evil. Fala is a worthless. There are different gradations of evil, and this is their synonyms. Trench has got those laid out pretty well, but the poneros is there's kakos to make the third one there. Kakos is the real evil.
Do in both of these things.
Yes, but that's right. Poneros is an evil, and phalos, I believe, is a worthlessness, a baseness, a you know, like garbage, it's just not worth anything. It may not be evil, but it's not worth anything either, not positively good. I think that's, Ruth, as best my memory, sort of poneros. Let me see if we can find here.
Would that be like wood hay and stuff?
Yeah, possibly like that. Poneru from poneros. Poneros. Let me see where that ponos. Yeah, poneros. Bad, unsound, poneros. Evil, afflictive, evil, wrongful, malignant, malevolent, evil, wicked, impious. Wrong, wickedness, the slothful, inactive, the evil one. How poneros, the evil one, the devil. See Matthew 13, when you sow the good seed, then the devil sows the other seed. That's the poneros. He's called the poneros one. So there's an evil, there's a real basic thing. But the phallos now, as I recall, it's sort of worthless, without any value in that sense. Let's see, phallos. So they're the same people doing the same things, but just a little bit different slant on it.
They might not even be doing bad.
No, just not doing good. It's just worthless. Or see if I can get the phallos. Yes, phallos is sorry, vile, refuse. You know, but it does say evil and wicked also. John 3:20, 5:29, Titus 2:8, so on. But in the sense of sorry, or vile, or refuse. See, in other words, just wasted, sort of worthless, or that sort of thing. Anything else on... What was it, 20? 21? Is that 20? Okay.
I have a question of curiosity.
Yes, we can't take too much time because we're a little behind.
In the natural Greek New Testament, is this monogame?
Yes, same. There's no difference in the thing. Textually, they're identical. They just don't translate.
Then why didn't they not translate?
The International Version, the New American Standard Version, did not believe that that's what that word means. They mean, I think it means unique or only or one and only, and that's it. But I cannot concur with that. That's why. It was not a textual difference. But they didn't like begotten. They thought that was Old English. They wanted to skirt it somehow, and so they did. I wonder what the new King James does on that. I think they have only begotten. I think they do. I think they do. Okay, any other thoughts on that? 20? All right, 21, please. Is it Ruth?
John 3:21. Hode phoion tein aletheon, erketai pras ta phos, hena phanerothei autu ta erga, hote en theo estin ergas mena.
Okay.
But the one doing the truth comes towards the light in order that his works should be manifested. That they are worked in God.
They have been worked in God. They are worked in God. They are wrought in God. Ergasmena from ergadzo. And estin is a paraphrastic, we call it. And so that they have been wrought. And God, ergasmena, of course, is your passive form. So have been, that they have been, or that they are wrought or worked out in God. It's a perfect passive participle, what it is from ergadzemai. And here's again the word phanerothei, phanerothao, to completely show out and manifest. You see, now that they, lest they be elenchthei, that they be reproved, exposed. See, that's the manifestation of someone that doesn't want his works to be manifest. Exposure. Like anybody that is doing wrong, that's exposure. Now, it's manifestation, but it's manifestation in a way that he doesn't want to be manifested. That's why we have elenche is a different word. That's a court word, convicted completely so that he's caught red-handed and the judge judges him and sentences him. He's been reproved and exposed. But the phanerotheo is manifested in the good sense. We want it to be manifested. Here in the light, we want everybody to see it, and there's no bother about the light. We're glad for the light to shine on us. Nothing, we've not done anything amiss, you see. So the phanerotheo is different from, phanerotheo rather, is different from the elenco. But there's similar words to manifest, to bring right clearly in the light, bring right out into the open. All right, any other thoughts on 21? Let's go to 22.
John 3:22. Meta tauta, eothen ho Jesus, kai hoi matetai autu, eisten iudaion gain, kai eke dietrebe metauton, kai epaptizen.
Okay, bro.
After these things, or after this.
Sometimes okay. It can be singularly, but it's after these things, literally.
After these things, Jesus came.
Mm-hmm. Came or went.
And.
Elphan Arist from Erechimah.
Disciples.
Mm-hmm.
Into.
Tain Gain. Gain is land. You die. Of Judea or Judean
land. Okay. Judea. All right. Into the land?
Yeah, to the land.
Gain.
Land of Judea or into the Judean land.
Okay. And.
See, Hege is the land of the earth. Hege. Geophysics, the earth. And then do Ge. Not gay rights, but it's like a geopolitics or geology, see, the study of the earth. So Tain Gain, the land, the earth of Judea, the land of Judea. And Ekei, that means there in that place.
He baptized.
No, this would be diatribo first, before he gets into baptism.
Okay.
Yes. Diatribo. Tribo means to chafe or to wear away, and diatribo is a figurative use of that, means to spend time. You waste your way and you spend time, you rub and you chafe things, and that means you wear away, spend a lot of time there, because something that's rubbed and chafed is obviously old, so you spend a lot of time in that rub and chafe object. So that's the figurative meaning of spend time, diatribo. Okay.
And there.
But tribulation comes with this, diatribo. Tribulation, that's a good English word, and tribo means spend. All right, go ahead.
And there he spent time with them.
All right, he spent time.
Mm-hmm. Baptized.
We're on 21, are we?
22.
Okay. Yes, with them.
With them.
And ebaptizo. All right. And baptizo, is that what tense?
That's passive. It's active, but it's passive.
It'd be imperfect. It's past tense.
I'm trying to get aorist.
Well, it's not aorist, though, is it? Because baptizo is your root. And ebaptizen.
How about imperfect?
Yes, imperfect. See, and was baptized. It's a continuous action in the past. Corresponding to the continuous action in the present, which would be the present test. So that's, and he was baptized. Good. Any other questions on that? All right, let's go to 23, Ruth.
John 3:23. Ein dekai Ioannes baptizon in ainon engus tus alein hati kudata pola ein eke.
Okay, and did I go to the far reaches of that?
I got this.
Let me see.
Kai paraginon to.
Okay, very good.
All right. John also was baptizing in I know his name that
Enon.
Enon. Near to Salem.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was much water there. And the did something in baptize. Let me see. Stayed there?
They were.
Okay, they.
They were making themselves para, coming in and going out, see. Okay. They were coming, really. Para again. They were, see, from Ginnamai, here that Ginnamai, they became, see.
They
in this sense, para again, they were becoming para, close by, therefore they were coming out and. We're coming because it's a passive, see.
What day is that talking about?
The people. Baptized? People were. Just the people, see.
Okay.
And then the
baptism. They baptized?
Well, they were being baptized.
Being
here
baptized.
Is your passive,
okay.
See. The on top and the ending. And that gives us the imperfect passive indicative of baptizo, see. And the other is imperfect middle indicative, see.
Mm-hmm.
So they themselves were coming and we're being baptized, see? We're being baptized. So that's why we have to have these middles and these passives and get that feeling for the interpretation, the 5%. Any other questions on, what was it,
22?
23. 23? All right, any other thoughts on that? Bill, ready to take 24, please.
John 3:24. Upo gar ein beblemenos eistein phulakein ha Ioannis.
Before I go on to that, Bill, let me say, their baptism because there were hudata pala, many, much water there. You know what the Presbyterians translate that as, don't you? There were many streams there. Many fountains. See, all they need is a little fountain to dip. Jeez, not much water.
I was thinking about a pool of stone.
You see, that's right. They right. But you see, the Baptists, they translated, I don't know how the King James did the much water, but that's what it is. See, hudata definitely isn't plural. Pala is plural because that's a plural of water and water. See, many waters there, that means it was much water. There were many, a whole lot of water places there. But they say just many fountains and many streams, so they get the sprinkles. See, that's all they need is a little water. And many of those little sprinkling places, so that's all they need. But Bill, go ahead with 24. Pardon the interruption. Is it 24? Okay.
Yeah. I don't think you were finished playing it on that
chair. Oh, I'm sorry.
John 3:25.
Yeah, thank you, Water. Okay.
Oh, go ahead. All right. For
Upo,
what is
Upo? Not yet. See, Upo, not yet. For okay. John, start with Ho, Ioannis, the very last word of the sentence. Upo okay. was not yet. Ain, okay. Upo, was not yet. Not yet was.
Okay.
Peblemenos
from. John was not yet.
From Baino. Peblemenos. To throw or to put. To throw or to put Peblemeno. Peblemeno or cast to throw. Not thrown into or cast into. The phylakein, that's the prison, that's the lockup. That's what's giving us to obtain phylakein.
Since it was
prison.
For John was not yet thrown?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I said bino, that's a step up, it's balo. Balo is a cast with a balo. So this is beblemenos, balo. It's okay. A perfect passive participle.
Okay. Not thrown into. The prison.
Okay, now this ein biblimenos. See again, it's a verb to be plus the participle. We've had this over and over, st plus the participle. It's called a perfect, it's a periphrastic, and I guess it's a more vivid was not having been cast. See, all you need would be just one verb, but they like to put the ein plus was not and then the participle with it, like we do in English, was not having been cast. See, you're having been thrown in the prison. And that's got a special place in Dane and Manny called, I think, periphrastic. It's just another way of expressing the word. You don't need that. You could just say, was not cast. You could put a sort of an imperfect passive. See, was not cast.
Flavor to it?
Well, I think it gives it more intense. Yeah, more intense. It's a more graphic. Let's take a look very quickly. We're out of time, but let's take a look just briefly at that periphrastic. Let's see. Well, I look in the index on the periphrastic. I think that's the quickest way to do it. I don't remember where that's located in Dana Manny, if we can. It's paraphrastic. Let's see if we got any paraphrastic. I hope I remember. It's not on the paraphrastic. All right, so it's under the participle, maybe. Let's see if we can get the participle.
Yes,
203. 203, all right. See if we find that under 203 in that area. Poop perfect. Iterative perfect. 203 it is? Kind of. 203, you suppose that's Article 203, or is it? Oh, does that say that? Oh, the participle? Oh, good. 203? And that's actual page 203.
I reckon.
All right. Cumulative aorist. Tensive perfect. Suppose that would be paragraph? See, paragraph 203. See what we got there. Yeah, that would be better.
Yes,
Ruth.
On page 232.
Yes, paraphrastic is okay. So it constitutes a compound tense form. The paraphrastic present is ame, present tense, with the present participle. See, the paraphrastic imperfect is ame, with the imperfect, with the present participle. Imperfect ame, with the present participle. So that's what we almost have here, see. Now, the force of that. Find a verb compound tense for the modal expression of common all languages extensively employed in the Greek. All voices and tenses, those rare in the aorist. Let's see if it gives the.
That'd be perfect. Is that when we're looking at the perfect?
Well, let's see. Yes, it'd be perfect. Yes, it's perfect. Okay, perfect. is the presence of a me, use the construction, periphrastic, see, perfect participle in the presence of a me. Well, this was a periphrastic pluperfect, really, because it's a me in the imperfect and the perfect participle. See, this is aim, see? So this is a pluperfect periphrastic, page 232 of the NMA. Now, this formed by that, as in the case of the perfect, generally intensive in force. So that's what I was getting at, Ruth. The intensive, as in the perfect. He was had been cast in the clearest and most bold manner, and clear implications, though quite a number of occurrences, are consummative. We'll get into that as far as the perfect distinctions as we come into the NMA further. So that's what it is. It's the constant use of the Amy plus the participle, whether it's present, past, imperfect, and so on. All right, where were we? 24? Did you finish, Bill?
Yes.
Okay, now, John 3:25. I'll say it again because I already said it on the tape.
Εγένετο ουν ζήτησες εκ των μαθητών Ιωάννου μετά Ιουδαίων κρί καθαρισμού. John.
Okay. Ruth, this is yours.
Pardon
me?
Therefore.
Or then. It could be then, sure. Then or therefore.
The question came from the disciples of John with the Jews concerning cleansing.
All right. Concerning cleansings or washings. Katharismo, kathairo, to wash. All right. I guess that's all. Zetesis. Seeking out from zeteo, to seek. Zetesis is that an active seeking out, a searching out. Again, it just came into being again, from the disciple. Any questions from John's disciple? All right, anything on that further? All right, let's go with John 3:26.
Kai elthon proston Ioannin, kai epon auto, rabbi, hos ein metasu peran tu Iordanu, hosu memarturekas, ide, putos baptize.
All right, Bill.
And they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, who?
Yeah, who or he who? Hos, which is a relative pronoun.
Okay.
The masculine
was.
Matasu,
not near you,
with you. Paran, which is beyond. See, Paran, okay. Beyond.
Beyond.
Yordanu.
Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
To whom? See, there again, it's the hos on here, it's the dative case. To whom,
okay.
You see?
To whom you.
And Marturikas, which was from Martureo, to witness, to bear testimony of, and it's what tense? Mem Marturikas.
Perfect.
Perfect, that's right. Yeah. Perfect tense.
Who you.
To whom.
To who you.
To whom you or thou. Have.
Yeah, okay.
Witnessed concerning, or about whom you have borne testimony or witness. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, that from Adon, from Horao, to see, and this is just behold, remember, behold the Lamb of God. Take it away, it's in the word, all right? Look at, behold, Hutas,
this
one, right here.
Behold, this one
or he.
Baptizes, and all come to him.
All come or all are coming to him. All right, now he baptized. Now, it clarifies later on, Ruth, in 4:2, remember that question about baptism, that he didn't baptize but his disciples. But he, in a sense, because it was under his auspices, therefore he baptized. Now, that's what 4:2 says. He didn't baptize but his disciples. But here it says he baptized. So, I don't, you know, that's no point with me whether he baptizes or whether he doesn't. See, apparently somebody's trying to make a point, did Jesus ever baptize anybody? See, well, here it says he does baptize. But John 4:2, it says he baptized, and then it puts in parenthesis, though he himself baptized not but his disciples. It doesn't clarify thus here, so he may have baptized, or it may have been, again, just because his group, and therefore he, versus John and his group, see, in that sense. I was thinking about that in the car the other day, going to school. All right, any other questions on that verse? That was what, 26? All right, let's go for 27 then, Ruth.
John 3:27. Apekrite Ioannes kai epen ou dunatai anthropos lambanein uden ean me e dedomenon auto ectu uranu.
Okay, is that where it stops? I think so.
John answered and said, a man is not able to receive anything except it should have.
See how that beautiful except is ean me, see. If not, see, therefore except or unless, okay?
Except it should have been given to him from heaven.
Should have been given. Here's the A, it might be, and then there's dedomenon, which is your perfect participle. Here's again a periphrastic, see? It's a perfect periphrastic. It must should have been given to him from heaven, did you say, Ruth, or by heaven? Okay, that's good. Any other questions on 27? Not able to come there. Now, apokrite Ioannes kai epen. The modern translators in the dynamic equivalent school of the NIV, New International Version, think that God's word is redundant and is not necessary to put and he answered and said because it just said and he said or he answered one or two but not two. Mm-hmm. See, we're not doing that. We've got to have an exact equivalency. Therefore, we go ahead if it's and sometimes when it says he and they know that it means John, they put John right in there. John went. So instead the Greek says he went. See, but they say John went. But I'm just saying, if I pick up the NIV right over there now, right on that shelf, and I'm tempted to do it, Bill wants to do it quick. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure they would just say, well. Foolishness, see? We don't have to translate God's word exactly answered and said, just answered or said one of the two. Do you see it, NIV? It's right in there, right outside the shelf. That's it. That's right before you. So look it up if you would, Bill. I may be wrong on that, but I feel it in my bones, see? And I'm going to be speaking on these things. I mean, that's just the way they handle the word of God, see, or mishandle it. 327, is it? Okay, for Krithi.
To this, John replied.
That's it. See? I know it. My bones are right. Okay.
But my bones are wrong.
You're wrong. You're in trouble. Okay. Where were we? 28? Okay. Right ahead.
John 3:28. Autoi humes moi maturete hati epon huk emi ego ha Christos al hati apestamenos emi emprosten ekenu.
Okay. Right ahead.
Let's see.
Is it autoi starting with?
Yes, autoi.
Okay. Be you, see, humes, be you.
Okay.
You autoi, you yourselves. Martorete.
You said?
Martorete, for martoreo, to bear witness, to testify.
Okay, I'm jumping ahead of myself here.
Yeah.
You
yourselves.
So bear witness.
Moi.
Of us?
To me. Remember, men, moi would be the dative. To okay. me. Bear witness to me or about me or of me.
To me.
Hati, or, yes, hati epon.
Because I said, I am not the Christ, but that.
Apostolos, apostolo, to send forth.
Okay, yeah.
But
he.
See, but I am Amy sent forth. See, apostolos. See, again, it's perfect. It's a periphrastic. It's Amy plus the participle. I am sent forth. I am sent out. I am apostolized. I am missionarized. Empros then ekenu. Before him. You see, before him. Ekenu, before that one. See how it is, Bill? Empress, that means before. Empress, that means before.
Oh, before.
Yeah, in the sense of as to pave the way for something. Okay?
And what was Ekenu?
Him. Before Ekenu, that one. Yeah. Pardon me, that one, yes. Which means him. In other words, and remember, Ekenu is always the former or the latter. It means that, and hutos is this. So which is this? This is former or this is latter?
Latter.
Hutos is the latter. You see, remember, Adam and Eve went down to the garden. What's the latter? Adam or Eve?
Eve.
Eve is the latter. What's the former? Adam or Eve? Adam. Well, is this the former or the latter? Is this the closer object or this the farther object? This.
It's
the closest. The closest. That would refer to Adam or Eve?
Eve.
Eve would be this. So, hutos is this. Therefore, hutos, this one right here I just named. See, the one I just got out of my mouth, this one, that's the latter. See? And akenos, that there one, to quote an old expression that many people use it wrongfully, that one way over there, see, in the sense of that there, which is wrong. But that one over there is, of course, the what? Former or the latter? Adam. Former, see? It's hard to get through the mind, but that's what we're getting at. So this one here, akenu, that one, which would be the former one, way back there, is before him. All right, any questions further on that? Notice the ego and the use of that, you see, and humes, emphasizing it because you don't really need the ego, do you? And you don't really need the humes. You could leave them out. But since you have them in there, you're having an emphasis in contrast. All right, anything else on that one? All right,
John 3:29. Ha echon ten nymphen nymphios estin. Ha de philos tu nymphiu ha hestekos. Kai akuon autu chara chaire dia ten phonein tu nymphiu haute un he chara he eme peplerotai. John.
Okay.
The one having the bride is the bridegroom.
Mm-hmm.
But the friend of the bridegroom, the one standing and hearing him, now chara. Chaire, is that rejoices with joy?
That's right. Chaire is rejoices, present singular, chairo. And chara is with joy or by means of joy. That's right.
Because of the voice of the bridegroom.
See, it's my joy to this one. See, but we would say this. See, they got the haute, then they got the ma, and then they got chara. For this, my joy, I would say.
Has been fulfilled?
Has been fulfilled. That's good. Peplerotai. It's a perfect passive, isn't it? Perfect, but has been fulfilled, has been completed.
Mm-hmm.
Has been fulfilled. So there's the haute again with the feminine, with the he chara, isn't it? This is feminine because chara is feminine, right? Any questions further on 29? Okay, that's good. Then the nymphios, of course, is in the masculine, therefore it's the bridegroom, and nymphane, of course, in the feminine, therefore it's the bride herself. All right, hestekos from histemi, and that's a perfect participle, one having stood and hearing, standing. Let me see, hestekos 29. 329, histikos, a perfect active participle, the one standing from histemi. Perfect active, one having stood and hearing akun, him. Just having stood by all this time. All right, Bill, let's see, that would be 30, right?
330. Akinon de auxanin, emete elatustai.
All right. That is a good verse.
I know what it says, but I'm trying to see.
Auxane means what? Augment. Auxano, to augment, to increase.
Increase.
De, you know what de is from deo. Auxano is to increase, and de is must, it is necessary.
Okay, that's right.
Must be born again, that's the same.
That's right, de, that's right. And you got the accusative too, right?
Again, we're using as a canon as he then.
Yeah, that one, that's right, which that is one. He, all right?
He must increase or
that's right.
Infinitive, right?
That's right, he must increase. Do, that's right. See, it is necessary, de, that he, a canon, increase, or it is necessary to increase him. It is necessary to increase him, that's what you're saying literally.
Mm-hmm.
Increase that one. It is necessary, he must increase, that's what it is. All right, go ahead.
But I must decrease.
All right. Elatusta.
Isn't that passive?
Elatusta, yes, it is passive. See, That is passive, and that would be therefore as present passive infinitive from elatao, elatao, and elatustai would be passive. He is necessary that he to be made littler, to be made smaller, to be decreased, see, in the sense of to be diminished, see. I must decrease, I must be decreased, if you want to be technically honest, see. I must go down. Now notice in this structure, a kanon is what case? And why? Why is it accusative? And what do we know when we have infinitive?
That subject of the infinitive is always an accusative.
Right, even though they don't like us to call it the subject, and we'll get that in our day and manner if we come to it tonight. But that's about what it is. That one must increase. Now, day is an impersonal verb, isn't it? And it must take an infinitive after. And so that one, it is necessary. Day, it's a third person singular of dao is what day is. See, dao means to be needed, to be necessary. And day, it is necessary to increase a kanon, him, that he increased. But for me to decrease, again, that I be decreased. See, that's what it is. Any other questions on 30? All right, let's go to 31.
John 3:31. Ha anothen erchomenos epano panton estin. Ha on ectes geis esti. Kai ectes geis lale. Ha ek tu uranu erchomenos epano panton esti.
Okay. Is it Bill? Or Ruth, huh? It is Tao, right? Nominative, that's right.
The one coming.
Anothen, it's like you must be born Anothen.
Again,
huh? The one coming again, actually, in this sense, is probably from above, Anothen, which is what some translate, you must be born from above, see, from heavenly sources.
Is overall, is that what it
says? Yes. Is above, epano, is above, up on top of ano, all
okay,
things, or all people.
All right. The one from the earth is from the earth.
The one being from the earth. See, oh, and that's your part, so Blizzard, from Amy.
The one being from the earth is from the earth. Is that
mm-hmm.
what it says?
That's right.
And from the earth he speaks.
That's from the earth, that's right. About the earth and from the earth he speaks.
The one from heaven.
Coming from heaven
is above all.
Mm-hmm. All things or all people, right? Pantone, plural. Is that the end of it? I think that's the end of that verse, isn't it?
Right.
All right. Any questions on that? All right. If you're only from the earth, that's all you can speak about is from the earth. You've never been any place but the earth. You won't talk about, but the one from heaven, coming from heaven, is above all things. That's the Lord Jesus Christ himself. All right. Let's go on to, and he's, John is being humble and being, he must increase, I must decrease. That's what all of us must say as far as our lives are concerned with the Lord. Verse 32.
John 3:32. Kai ha heorake, kai ekuse, tuto marture, kai tein marturian autu udes lambane. John.
Okay. Bill.
In
ha, that's your neuter. Rather the pronoun neuter in the neuter. That which, it's accusative singular. That thing which, heoraka, from horao, it's your perfect tense of horao, to see.
See, okay. And that which he saw.
Which he has seen, heoraka. See, that which okay. he has seen
and heard.
Okay, her and heard.
This
right.
witness to, or this.
This marture, this he talks about, this he bears witness to, this he gives testimony concerning, see, this he witnesses about, okay?
And the testimony, or his, and the.
And his testimony, or his witness. Two days, not one person.
Not one person
no
is
one.
Taking.
No one is receiving. After his witness, no one is receiving his witness. No one is taking it. No one is accepting it. Any other questions on 32? All right,
33. 333. Hola bon autu tein martorian. Es fragesen hoti hoteos aletheis estin.
Okay. Yes, I think it is.
The one receiving his testimony.
And Labon is what tense? Labon is what tense from Lambano? It's the Lam root, or is it the shortened Lab root?
That's the short.
Therefore, you would have not the present, but what?
Heirs?
Heirs, right. That's your heir. See, that's your second heirs. Labon, see. The one having received. All right, that's good.
Having received his witness. Mm-hmm. That's his seal that God is true.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's the end of the verse? I guess it is. Yeah, I think so. That's his seal. Esfragizo is to seal. And so esfragizen seals the fact that God is true. And in other words, he verifies. That's what setting your seal on is, to verify and to give credence to the fact that God is true. All right. Any other questions on 33? All right, 34, Bill.
John 3:34. Hongar apestelen hotheos, ta remata tu theu lale, ugar ek metru didosin hotheos, ta pneuma.
Okay. Here, it's going to work. Okay. We've got to think our way through, Ruth, you and I are a little bit.
For God.
Whatever your expression was when you left the door.
Henceforth.
What was that? He whom God epistelen, aorist of apostello, sent forth. He
sent
whom
forth.
God sent forth. The meaning of the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
The
remata from rema, which means the word. This is neuter
right.
Plural. So it would be what? Ta remata, plural.
The words.
That's right.
Words of God. Say
he is speaking. All right, he speaks.
Okay.
He whom God sent forth, the words of God, he speaks. All right. Anything else? Is that the end of that?
No.
Sorry,
yeah.
Keep going.
Speaks not, I guess.
Well, speaks here. See, but see,
oh, okay,
you have a colon.
Okay.
See, a colon. Though.
Okay. Colon. Okay. For not.
Is that a colon or period? It's a colon. Yeah. Okay. Or semicolon, whatever. All right. For not ek metru, for metros. Geometros, the measure of the earth. It means measure. Geometros, measure of the earth. Geometry. Not,
for not
by measure.
Not a measure.
Othos didosin to pneuma.
Something.
God didosin from didomi.
God gave the Spirit.
And it really gives. Didomi is a present tense. Didosin.
Okay. Will give?
No, let's see. Didosin is just a regular present. Let's see, that's verse what?
Verse
34. Didosin. That's just the present active, yeah, didomi. Third person singular.
God. He is.
God gives, right? Gives not, right? Does not give, right?
Okay.
Isn't that correct? It says.
Yes, okay.
Ugar, yeah. Does not, by measure, give to pneuma, the Spirit. Alright? He does not give by measure the Spirit.
What's the meaning of that?
The one whom God sent, the words of God, and
the King James puts to Jesus or to him.
To him, yes. Check that and see if it's in Italian.
It's
all right. That's right. It's obviously that it's to him to complete the sense. The Lord, the God does not give the Father does not give the Spirit unto the Lord Jesus by measure. See, he doesn't just measure it out, but he in the fullness of the Spirit. That's why he was filled with the Spirit, empowered by the Spirit. So that's what that means, Bill. Not by measure does God give the Spirit. To him, understood. That's in italics, right? Do you have your...
Unto him.
Unto him, okay. Yeah. All right, that completes the sense, and I think that's a very valid use of italics, you know, but they admit it's not in the Greek, which the NIV never admits. They just add or take away. But yeah, it does complete the sense. And I think it's a legitimate addition there to complete the sense. All right. Any other thought on that? right, 20,
John 3:35. Ho pater agapa ton vion. Kai tanta dedoken ente heri autu.
Okay.
The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand.
All right, that's good. Father loves agapa, presence, continues to love agapa with the Son. And has given dedoken from didome. See, the dedoken is the root change, isn't it? Did is the really present tense. Present, did, didosin, didome. But dead makes it either the aorist or the perfect. In this case, dedoken is the what? Let's see, dedokes verse 36 to 35, isn't it? 35? Yeah, that's going to be the perfect. Yeah, perfect from didome. All right, Bill, you ready for 36, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Very good, important verse also.
John 3:36. Hoctus deon, eston weon, eche zoen aeonion, hode apethon to huio, uk opsetai zoen, al he orge to theu, mene epauton.
Okay.
The one believing into or in the Son has life eternal, eternal life.
When does he have that? When he dies?
When he believes.
When he believes. Eche, right now. Not when he gets to heaven either. Right now, has. Either believes, has, all right?
Let's see.
Death, but on the other hand,
yeah.
From patho to be persuaded, and it's okay. Almost a, you know, it's the opposite. Pistel, but it's a different word. It's the root, though. They're both rooted together. Paith is the root of pistel, and it's the root of patho.
So, what are you trying
to say? He who does not has not been persuaded by the Son, does not believe in the Son, actually.
Okay, in the Son.
Opsetai. Horao. To see. Opsetai is your future tense. Special form.
Will not see life.
Will not see.
Not see life. But the wrath of God.
And opsomai, let's see. Harao opsomai. I'm wondering, opsomai. I guess that wouldn't be middle. I guess that's just like a present. But the etai form shall not see for himself, maybe. But maybe it's just used like a regular present. Shall not see life. Go ahead, Bill.
But the wrath of God remains in him or no, at him?
Upon him. See, right upon him. Epi, right on top of him.
Okay.
The wrath of God, that's a terrible sentence, isn't it? Right now remains because he's not persuaded by the Son. He's not believed by the Son. Any questions further on 36? Okay, that's what Ruth Chiron, our neighbor who comes to our Bible studies on Tuesday night, doesn't want to admit, that there's any real wrath of God and judgment. She sits right over here every single Tuesday, but for about 2-3 years she's been coming. She needs Christ. She's unsaved as the day is long. We just keep giving her the truth here in the Scripture as we go through 2 Timothy and other places. But she needs to know the Lord, and she's in her 70s, I'm sure, if she's a day. And she could drop over dead like that, and she's not ready to go. And she just clings to her Episcopalianism somehow. But she's got so much light. Okay, any questions further on 36 before we move to chapter 4? 8 more to go. We might do it.
John chapter 4. John 4:1. Hos un egno ha curios, hoti ekusan hoi pharisaioi, hoti Jesus pleonos matetas foie, kai baptize. Ioannis, John.
Okay.
Then,
when Jesus knew that
the Pharisees heard that, mm-hmm. The Lord knew that the Pharisees heard that Jesus mm-hmm. made more disciples and baptized than John.
Made and baptized more. Yeah, I would say made and baptized more disciples than John. See this, Aeonis in the sense of than John, comparative. Planos, A. Well, that's the end, isn't it? All right, that's the end. Any questions further on there? It's complicated, but that's the way it is. Pharisees heard that Jesus both made and baptized, more disciples. Planus matitas, than chan. All right, Bill, for two, do two. Chan, oh, excuse me, 4-2.
4-2. Kai traget Jesus autos, huk e baptizen, al hoi matetai, autu.
All right.
Jesus himself?
Yes. And the kai toi get is three particles thrown in together. And toi get, it's however, it's almost a however. Yeah. But however, it's just double duty. But
however, Jesus himself baptized, did not baptize, mm-hmm. baptized, but his disciples.
Does that mean Jesus didn't baptize any except his disciples, but his disciples? Like you could read in the English? Is that what it's saying? Jesus didn't baptize any except his disciples? He baptized his disciples and that's all? Is that what it's saying? Mm-hmm. See, that's what this man's question was. How do you know?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
That is the question.
We know, don't we?
We know, and I'm sure Bill knows too. He just has to figure it out.
I typed the letter,
that's see what I mean? In the English, it would seem you could have it either way, right? Jesus baptized not, but his disciples. In other words, he didn't baptize any except his disciples, or Jesus didn't baptize, but his disciples baptized. Now, which is it?
But his disciples.
His disciples doing the baptizing, or are they receiving the baptizing?
They were doing the baptizing.
How do you know? Well, how do you prove that? That's right.
So they're in the subject, they're nominative.
No, that's right. Now therefore, you got it. That's right. See? And that's what this man's question. And obviously, what rule of Greek shows that hoi mathetai would mean that they were the ones that were baptizing. And that's it, because of the nominative case and the subject. Very good. All right, you got it there, Bill. Memory came through. Well, that's great. Ruth, take the 4-3, please.
John, 4-3. Apeke ten Judaian, kai apelte palen eisten Galilean.
Okay.
He left Judea and he went again into Galilee.
All right, now, if you can conceive, we don't have a map here tonight, but Judea down here and way up to Galilee. That's another, as I say, 60, 70, 75 miles. Trekking up there, I tell you. And you remember when the Lord Jesus was raised from the dead in Jerusalem? He said, I go before you into Galilee. And boy, if you see them at 75, maybe 60, 75 miles to the north. And those disciples had to have enough faith that they were going to see the Lord resurrected, that they walked all that distance. Now imagine however many miles a day they went, about 12 miles a day. You figure how many days journey that was up there to go to meet him. But they had faith. You know, would you go 75 miles if you weren't sure somebody was going to meet you? I wouldn't. But that shows they had faith. Now, these facts never were clearer than when I've been over there and seen the actual distances involved. Now, as I say, it took us 2.5 hours to go from Jerusalem to Galilee, to see Galilee, by bus, you know, traveling. So 2.5 hours, that's a good, stiff, the roads are tough and so on. But this is what, he left Galilee, or excuse me, Judea, rather, and went into Galilee. Okay, any questions further on 3? All right, for 4, please.
John 4:4. Ede de auton diergestai dia tes Samareas. John?
Okay.
But what is it?
This is ede. De is the present tense, third person singular. Deo.
Oh, this
will
be there.
It is necessary that. But here, ede is the imperfect tense. It was necessary that, see, something happened.
Okay.
All right, now, auton is in the accusative because that's, in our parlance, like a what?
Him.
Him, what? But what? It's like a subject, see, because diarchestai, you have an infinitive, see. It was necessary to diarchomai, to go through, to pass through.
Samaria.
See, auton. It was necessary to pass through him, that is, for him to pass through. Therefore, that he passed through. It was necessary that he passed through or go through, right? Dietes Samareas.
Samaria.
Yeah. He goes through Samaria. Is that the end of that verse?
I think so.
I think so. Okay, Ruth, let's go for 4 for you. See how that works out, though? The auton and the accusative with the subject type thing, even though they say we're not supposed to say it's in the subject. It was necessary. He had to go. He must have gone. through Samaria. All right? 4-5.
4-5. Erchetai un es polen tes Samareas, legomenen sucar, klesion tu choriu, ho edoken Jacob, Yosef, to huio autu.
Okay.
Then he went into the city of Samaria, which is called Sukkar.
Which is called, that's a passive, isn't it? Sychar, Sukkar.
Near the field which Jacob gave Joseph.
Now, how do you know it's not Joseph gave Jacob? That's a tough question.
Because that Jacob was his father, and it makes more sense.
That's right, that's right. We know it's Jacob's the father, so that Jacob gave to Joseph. Is that what you said, right? Okay. But you see, it's hard with the cases, and which is the nominative, which is the accusative, isn't it? In names. Many times they're not declinable. All right, go ahead.
To his son, Joseph.
That's right. So you know it's the son, Joseph. Jacob gave to his son, Joseph, so you know the context. Is that the end of that verse?
I believe so.
All right. Sychar, we went to Sychar. When they went to that place, and then Jacob's well. They claimed it was there. It was a huge well. It's about 50 feet down, I believe, or 75 feet down. And the guide twice dropped a pebble just to show the water. I think it's 75-foot well. I think the water is 25 feet, so it's 50-foot drop to the water's edge. And they dropped a pebble, 1, 2, 3 drops. See, I've got on my tape as to when it hit. I haven't clicked the seconds. I suppose I can see how many feet, whether it was about 50 feet. Whether that's a real well or not, it's entirely possible. It's a huge well. It's a big, of course, the Greek Orthodox have got it all enclosed, and you have to go in, you know, and pay your money. You can't take any pictures in there because they sell their pictures, and therefore, you know, it's so commercialized. But anyhow, it's interesting.
And what is well, the drink?
What?
The water was good to drink?
Some people bought it. I don't know what I would change. And some of them actually took a drink out of that crazy thing with a dipper. You know, it's just, who knows what all.
Sacramental water, maybe.
Yeah, that's right. They really thought this was going to give them eternal life or something, see? Well, but what did Jesus say? He that drinketh the water that I shall give. And some of those people that were with us on the tour needed the water that Jesus could give them, believe me. All right, but others did know the Lord, which is interesting. All right, where were we? Verse 5?
That was 5.
All right, how about 6? Is it Bill?
Yes.
Okay.
John 4:6. Einde eke pege tu Jacob ha un Jesus kekopiakos. Ectes hodoeporias, ecatezeta hutos, epite pege, hora en jose hecte.
Okay.
Okay, but he was there.
But there was there. But there was a pege.
Okay, there was there.
Yeah, pege was there, see. You know, you start with the pege, which is a fountain,
okay,
or a spring.
But there was a fountain there.
You see, we translated it in the King James a while, but you see, pege and phrea are two different words. Interesting. Pege is the spring, see. It really is a bubbling up in an eternal, not eternal, but it's got a well, and phrea is something that's sort of dead and there, but the pege is that which is continuously bubbling from another source. So this, a spring was there, or a well, if you want to say well, but just know that pege and fre are synonyms, but they're not exactly equal. A well was there, or a spring was there, to Jacob.
Of Jacob.
Well of Jacob was there, spring of Jacob was there. Ha'on.
Yeah,
un is therefore, or then, all right?
Therefore, Jesus...
Kekopiakos, from kopiao, which is to labor strenuous. Kopiao. To hit therefore things and beat things. Therefore, you're... And kekopiakos is a what participle? Because of the kopiao, it's a kekopia. What?
Perfect.
Perfect, that's right, because you got the reduplication of the stem. So it's a kekopiao. It's perfect passive participle.
But all right. Has, what did you say?
Excuse me, perfect active participle. Active. So he was beaten, he was wearied, he was worked out to a frazzle, he was worn out, exhausted, that's a good word, yeah, he was exhausted. Ectes hodas porias, hodas poreo is to go, to pass, and hodas is the way, remember? Hodas, from hodometer, the measure of the way on your speedometer, all right? Ex hodas, the way out, hodas. So, having been wearied from the journey, from the trip, see, from his going along the way. You see that, Bill?
Yeah, I see that.
Therefore, Jesus, having been wearied and exhausted from the journey, from the going along the way, then what did he do? Ekathedzeto, from kathidzo, which is to sit down. Kathidzo, kathidzomai is to sit down, therefore, kathidzomai rather. Pardon me?
Therefore he sat down.
That's right, he sat down. Ekathedzo.
Upon the...
The imperfect middle. He was sitting. Thus, so, see, hutos, so... It's the same hutos that we get for God's soul of the world. It's a hutos, so let's abbreviate huto up there. It's 3:16. Epi te pege.
Upon or...
All right.
The fountain.
The fountain or the well or the spring, okay. Hora is the hour of the day. Hour, hora.
The hour was...
Hose, it means approximately about...
Actually,
hecte. That's the
so
number
six.
The hexagon? Six. Hectos. I believe it's the sixth hour, is it not? Yes, hectos.
Yeah, yeah, six.
Sixth hour. Which would be the exact time if it's the sixth hour of the day?
One.
Pardon me?
Maybe 12?
12 o'clock. That's because they start at 6. So the Jews start at 6 in the morning, and 6 is 12 minutes. Any other questions? High noon. Any other questions on that? Okay.
Wait, so it still continues here, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think.
Well, are you sure? It seems like... Let me see.
John 4:6.
Oh, that's a mistake. 4:6. It should have been 4:7.
Erketai hora ein hose hekte.
Okay, all right, maybe it goes on. I stopped it there. Maybe I'm wrong. Well, let's stop it since the first stop. Since the guy on that tape stopped. Erketai agune. All right, let's stop there, Bill, and we'll give this other to Ruth. But it's interesting. Kekopia kos. Having been wearied, the Lord Jesus had a perfect human nature as well as a perfect divine nature, and the human nature was subject to weariness, such as our own perfect human, imperfect human natures are subject to weariness. He was a perfect high priest who can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, and therefore, when he thirsted, it was a real thirst, when he was wearied and so on. But that doesn't mean he was a sinner, that doesn't mean he had a sinful nature in any case, but he was a true man. Some of the Docetists and other heretics, the early church, I believe it was Docetists, believed that he did not have a perfect human nature. And he was not perfectly man, but he was only God, but no man, see, which would make him sort of a freak of some sort. Now that's absolutely false. He's a perfect human, perfect deity, combined into one person, see, two natures, one person. That's important, and it's taught here with the having been worried, you see. God can't be worried, can he? But yet man can't be worried in our human natures. So he knew what weariness was. All right, verse 7.
John 4:6.
Verse 7. Erketai
gune ektes samareas ant lethai hudor lege aute ho Jesus dos moi pien. John 4:8.
Oh boy, I missed it. Go ahead. Is it Ruth?
Yes. The woman of the Samaritans came to draw water.
Hey, my Bible starts at 7. There came a woman. So I was right. I did stop there. Did yours go? Anybody else's? And doesn't the Bible, New Testament, the King James, start with "There came a woman"?
4:6.
4:7. Doesn't it start with
"There come"?
Okay, so that's all right. I was all right. All right, Ruth, pardon me.
A woman of the Samaritans came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me to drink."
All right. Give me to drink. Dos is what case, Ruth?
Imperative.
Imperative mood. That's right. And what would be the case? Give me. Present, past, imperfect, fluke perfect, what do you think?
I would say present.
Present is right. Mm-hmm. Dasma, give me. Just a regular, excuse me, dasma from didomi, no? It would have to be did day or didomi for the did root, but since it's a das root, we're both throwing it, it is the aorist. You have to be the aorist. The second aorist active, imperative. Give me to drink. All right? And that was an expression, give to me a drink. Give me to drink is an infinitive because that's just the expression the way it is. Give to drink to me.
What would be the force of it being in the aorist?
Well, just once for all. He didn't want to continuously set me up weekly or monthly or, you know, all through the day, but just give me a drink. Just want one drink, just a little drink. Toss in that sense. as opposed to the present continuous action. He just wanted a small one once for all. Right? Anything else on that? Antlesai, to draw again in the air. From Antleo, let's see. Antleo, first aorist, active indicative, infinitive rather, to draw water. The woman came. She came about noontime. That was her regular chore. All right, Bill, the first, seven or eight?
She had the rope with her, or what?
Pardon me?
She had the rope with her?
No, she had nothing. I guess she must have had. Yes, she must have had something. Yes, because she came prepared with a rope to draw.
Yeah.
Okay?
Tetai autu ap eleluthesan estain polen hina trafas.
Okay, that's our last verse for the night. Whose is it? Okay, Bill.
It is for the disciples, for his disciples.
Ap eleluthesan. All right, this is Erchamai eleluthesan. See that? Eleluthesan, remember I told you that's the, from Erchamai. It's the irregular, what? Perfect. It's a perfect tense. And it's up erchamai. Up eleluthesan. They
have come
had on. Gone. See, mm-hmm. had come, I guess, or gone, had gone.
Gone
her disciples had gone.
Into the city.
All right.
In order that
Agorazzo, see, from agorazzo, to buy.
To buy,
trapas. From trefo is to nourish up, and trapas, so that which nourishes food. You up, that's food, that's right, trapas. Yeah. Foods.
But doesn't say
nourishing.
Meat.
Pardon me?
Doesn't say meat.
No. But, things that would, of course, in the Old English, meat meant anything that would nourish up. It's as far as the 1611, it's anything that would nourish up, and therefore food of any kind. Or to buy foods or nourishment or meat, but in the sense of that sense, we don't mean the pork or beef like that meat, no. All right, any other questions on these? All right, well, we got there and it's 9:27. We have about 13 more minutes for Dana Matter. Well, that's 3 more minutes than we had last week.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord for a little thing. We'll see if we can keep moving along, and I think it's important that we ride both these horses at the same time, as it were. Our assignment for next week, don't forget, is John 4:9 through 38. 4:9 through 38. Next 30 verses.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dan and Maddie, let's turn then, please, to page 86. Page 86 through 95. Forward one. The locative case. Locative in English means what? Locate, all right?
Okay.
The locating case. Locus. Locus is what? In Latin, locus, place, all right? Locus vivendi, place of living, living place, and so on. The locus, the focus, loci, places. So the locative is a distinctive case. It's the in case, the bottom of page 86, as it were, translated by what English words, usually? A locative.
In, on.
Uh-huh.
Among, at,
and by. All right, those are the locations, pinning it down. Now, he gives a total here of 3 different uses of the locative. First, the locative of place, spatially, locative place, lying nearest the simple root of the thing, usually with prepositions, but sometimes without. The disciples came in the little boat, Hoimakitai, to ploiario elthon. In the little boat, the locative place where they came. Actually, that's almost similar to the instrumental, came by means of the little boat. But they see it in, they were physically located in the little boat. See? They came in the little boat. So that's where they were located, therefore locative place is what he's taking this to be. But do you understand, as we go to the instrumental, over on page 88 and 89, the instrumental of means, well, actually, on the before you get to that, page 89 at the top, footnote 1, where it says I, the instrumental, sometimes approaches more close to that of a locative. See? And so this is where you have an overlap. But they came Where were they when they came? They were in, physically, spatially located as to place in the little bowl. That's what he means. And so in that sense, that's a locative of place. But these are fine lines. But when you get into exegesis, interpretation of the Word of God, you're going to have to see, well, what could this be? It could be this, but what do you think is the best way? It couldn't be this or that. And you rule out things in your exegesis, but you try to get as many things as it might be, and then you see, well, let's see, what would it mean if it were this or that or the other? Anything on that? Any question on the place? A locative of time, the temporal idea of time, the time at which, the point of time, is the locative. Remember, we talked about the genitive. It's the kind of time, night type of action. See, he came nuktos, by night, in the night time, versus the day. But locative of time is the point at which, the exact time that he came. For instance, and on the third day he will be raised up. Kai te trite hemera. Again, face it. On the third day, exactly the locative of place. On the third day, at the third day, in the third day. See, the place of time. Any questions on the locative of time or the location? Point of time. All right, the locative of sphere, with either nouns, verbs, or adjectives. Sphere is metaphorical, as I said. It's neither logical, temporal, nor spatial. It is logical rather than spatial or temporal, like the other. It's a logical locative of sphere. The sphere of influence can be nouns, verbs, or adjectives. Notice with nouns, nothroi gegonate tais akois. He had become nothroi, babes, little ones, tais akois, in the sphere of hearing, in hearing, see. In that particular area of your life, your babies, as far as your hearing is concerned, you're listening. Hebrews 5. Any questions on with nouns, the locative of sphere? Why? What about with verbs? Mothe te piste. He was made strong. That's a perfect passive, or rather the aorist passive. Theta, see at the end? He was made strong in the sphere of faith. Te piste. It's the locative of spirit, located right in the sphere of his faith, not in the sphere of his body or his muscles, but he's made strong in the sphere of his faith. So that would be with verbs in that sense. Finally, with adjectives it can be used, locative of spirit. Makarioi, hoi kataroi, te kardia. The te kardia, blessed are the pure in the sphere of the heart. Locative of spirit, pure in heart, with spirit. Any questions on that? Usage of the locative of sphere or any of these locatives. Notice on footnote I there, the Roman number I, which is one, this is called the pregnant use of the locative, sometimes with an with the locative or ace with the accusative, expressions of motion, where we'd expect to find ace, it'd be an. That's a different type of use. Predominant use with prepositions, in the third note down there, I, you see it? Predominant use is with prepositions in this locative script. Or any other locative. All right, anything else on the locative? All right, let's look at the instrumental case on page 88, paragraph 95. This used to be called the associative case. With, in the sense of fellowship with, I walked down the road with my friend who was walking with a cane. So here you have association with and with a cane. They're a little different, but they're similar. The instrumental, it's by means of something, the instrument of. Give me an English sense, a sentence that uses instrumental case. The sense of an instrument that's used. The means of something.
I hit him with a stick.
All right, with a stick. That's the instrument that you use to hit it. All right, that's instrumental means. Anything else you think?
I hit the ball with a bat.
With a bat, okay, fine. So with the bat and with the stick. So the means, that's the idea. Sometimes it approaches that of a locative, as we see on page 89. It's not the place, but it's the method of the departure. And the method would be the instrumental. The place would be the locative. That's the distinction. Now, they're the same form. The case is the same form, right? The locative, instrumental, and dative. But the mean, the meaning, rather, is different. All right, let's take a look at these six instrumental uses. First, the instrumental of means. It's the nearest to the meaning of it. It's the means of expressing impersonal means or personal means, personal agents, which instrumental means. impersonal or personal, according to paragraph?
Impersonal.
Impersonal. Okay. The thing, it's never the personal agent. How do you express personal agency or means?
That would be direct.
Well, that would be hupa with the apodos, by the Son. Or dia with something else, through this, through that. But hupa is the personal agent, the one who, by him, see, personal. But instrumental, impersonal means, is like this expression in Matthew 8:16, ex ebalen ta pneumata logo. He cast out the spirit with a word, by means of a word. Now, not by means of a person. See, if a person did it by means of the Holy Spirit, then it would have to be hupa with the abode, by the Holy Spirit, or by the Son of God. But it's with a word, impersonalizing it. See, instrumental means. By means of a word. Any questions on instrumental means? Impersonal means. All right, then the second instrumental cause, he was destroyed by an earthquake. That's the cause of it. Top of page 90. The example from Hebrews 2:15, which we use in our Bible study, Mr. Arson, on Tuesday night. Remember?
Yes.
Because of fear of death, or through fear of death, they were all their lifetime subject to bondage. And this is phobo, tanatu, enochi, eison, duleas. Because of fear, by means of fear. It's the instrumental of cause. Because of fear, they were subject to bondage. See? Because Satan had them in their clutches, in his clutches. Understand on that? That's the instrumental cause, because of fear. Instrumental manner, the method by means of which an act is performed. They usually found an adverb like demosia publicly. It's instrumental manner, by means or by the manner of which. Now, the means and the manner are somewhat distinct. So remember, the means with a word and the manner prophesying with the head unveiled. What was the manner of prophetousa? It's akatakilupto te kephale. It's uncovered, completely unveiled, the head. That's the manner of prophecy. They're prophesying in the manner, with the manner of their head uncovered. That's with, in that sense. So that's instrumental of manner. That shows how, what manner they were prophesying, with their heads uncovered, with the head unveiled. Any questions on the instrumental of manner? All right, instrumental of measure, the measure by means of something. For instance, hikano chrono, for a long time, tais magias, by his magic, by his sorcery, he had amazed them. It's hikano chrono, the instrumental of measure. By the measure of a long time, see, by the measure of a long interval. That's the measure, instrumental measure. All right, any questions on measure then? All right, the instrumental of association, second party associating with the first party. 78 examples, top of page 91, Robertson gives of that. He gives us Mark 14:51, Neaniskos tis sune koluthe auto. A certain young man followed with him. Instrumental of association, in association with him, followed along with him. See, that's instrumental of association. And then the instrumental of agency, occasionally by the instrumental case without any preposition, and such cases always in the passive or middle voice, hosoi gar pneumati theou agontai, hutoi huioi theou esin, for as many as are led by, through the agency of the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God, Romans 8:14. Do you understand how pneumati is the agency? Agontai is are led, are being led in the passive from ago, by means, as an agency of the Spirit. Now that is instrumental of agency. But remember, instrumental of means, the first meaning here, is impersonal means, see? Cast out the word with a word, or the Spirit rather, with the word. Spirits, evil spirits, with a word. But here, it is agency, and it can be sometimes personal agency by the Spirit of God, or led by the Spirit of God. And this, of course, is in the passive or middle voice, agontai. Any questions on the instrumental agency? Agency can be personal, but if it's means, it must be the impersonal means of doing something. All right, let's go to the accusative then. Which we'll close with tonight. We only have a minute to do it in. I don't think we'll make it. We'll try to do it pretty closely. the accusative is the limiting case. And top of page 82, it embraces three ideas: the end of something, the direction, or the extent. The end, the direction, or the extent. Those three ideas, either of motion or of action. So limitation, limits. So let's take a look at the accusative of a direct object. We know that probably more than anything else. I speak truth. Aletheon, lego. I speak truth. It's in the accusative. I speak the direct object. What do I speak? Direct object, truth. Same as in English. But notice, a noun receives the action expressed by a transitive verb. Well, it's similar to us, but you notice in the footnote, in sometimes English verbs that are intransitive are treated as transitive in the Greek. Now, to illustrate, the transitive verb is one that can receive an object or receive the direct action of a verb. It can pass its action off to an object. For instance, the boy hit the ball. That's a transitive verb, hit ball, because you can pass the boy hit ball. It passes over to the ball. The ball got hit. But an intransitive verb has no direct action. For instance, the man lay down. See, he just lay down. There's no action. He didn't lay down something. He just lay down. There's no thing that completes that. Therefore, it's intransitive. Nothing passes. The verb can't pass its action to something else. Intransitive verb. Same way as, for instance, we slept. We didn't sleep a sleeper. We didn't sleep. We didn't sleep anything else. We just slept. That's an intransitive verb. There's no action. That action stops right there. That we slept. But when you say we hit the ball, the ball gets hit. So that action goes. That's transitive. To some,
like Jesus wept.
Jesus wept. That's good. That's good. So accusative of the direct object. Then the adverbial accusatives of measure and of manner and of reference. Of measure, he was separated from them about a stone's throw. The balein, lithu, about the measure of a stone, of a throw of a stone. See, about the measure of a throw, balein, lithu. See, of a stone, a stone's throw. It's that's how far he was away from them. And then of manner, the accusative of manner, adverbially. Freely have you received, freely give. Dorean dote. Give in a free manner, freely. Give freely, in a manner as it would be free. So this would be your accusative, adverbial accusative of manner. It's just an accusative. We would think it would have to be an adverb there, but dorean is an adverbial accusative of manner. And a reference, you who labored for you with reference to many things. Hetes pola, ekopia. So he labored, pola, with reference to many things. Accusative of reference. Adverbial accusative of reference. Now here's the footnote to Ruth and Bell, 93 at the bottom, that they say the accusative used with the infinitive is not properly the subject of the infinitive. It's an accusative of reference used to describe the person connected with the action, which is pretty close to saying it describes the subject. But anyhow, they're getting on a very technical basis. The third is the top of page 94, accusative, is the cognate accusative. And that's, I have fought the good fight. Agona agonismai. The fight is the noun, and I have fought. I have agonized a good agony. I have fought the good fight. This is the cognate accusative, where the same expression is used in the verb as is used in the noun. Same root. So that's the cognate accusative. That's simple. And the double accusative, some verbs require more than one object to complete their meaning. The fourth accusative, personal and impersonal object. He will teach you all things. Well, ekenos humas didakse panta. He will teach you humas. That's accusative. The personal object. But what will he teach you? Impersonal object, panta. He will teach you, but he will also teach you all things. Now, of course, we would put you in the indirect object. That's the indirect. He will teach to you all things. You in English is indirect object. All things is direct object. In Greek, both are an accusative. It seems to be the direct object. He teach you, he teach all things. One is a personal object, the other is the impersonal object. Then the direct and predicate object. For instance, no longer do I call you servants. Lego humas doulos. I call you, that's the direct object. And then doulos is the predicate object, servants. What I call you, I call you servant. They're both in the accusative in Greek. So that's a double accusative when you have two accusative after one verb. That's all it is. And then 95, the accusative absolute, again like our genitive absolute or nominative absolute. So all these absolutes, which is the usually the accusative participle with an accusative of some other part of the verb. It's not always with the participle, but it's grammatically set apart completely from all the rest of them. Since thou art expert, genostein onta set. Onta is your verb, the participle onta in the accusative. Being, genostein, knowledgeable, set. You, all accusatives. You, since you are expert, since you are knowledgeable, set apart from all other things. No syntactical part of any other sentence structure. And that's why it's accusative. Do you understand these absolutes? Nominative absolute, genitive absolute. It's just sitting right apart. It doesn't relate to anything. It's almost like that sentence where we had to put upon him, Jesus. He did not give the Spirit by measure to him. You know, it's just set apart, and you have to relate it to some other place. Well, that's what this is. This is set apart structure. Then the accuser with O's, it's just a double accusative, but I adjure you, orkidzo, se tonta on. I adjure you, that's a double accusative, se, and then tonta on by God, you see. And using that as an oath. Of course, we're not supposed to use O's, Mark 5:7, but they use them in the Bible. That thou torment me not. Double accusative, but it's with O's, accusative. By God, tonta on, we would say in the instrumental, wouldn't we? By means of God. But they say accusative, by God, tonta on. That's just the Greek way of giving oaths if they swear it off. Any comments or questions further? Okay, well, these things will become clear perhaps as we move along. Would one of you please close in the word of prayer as the Lord will lead you and close our class tonight.
Father, again, we thank you for the privilege to be here tonight, and thank you for the desire that you've put in our hearts to study thy word and this language. And I pray, Father, that you would bind it to our hearts that we might be able to use it in our various ministries and our local churches. Lord, I pray that we might submit ourselves to you, and that you may just take us as unusable as we are, Lord, and just use us for thy glory. Help us as we learn tonight to decrease, Lord, that you might be increased. And I pray that you would use us this week to glorify your name. Now, I just pray that you'd bless us as we're dismissed now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Keep up the good work. We'll see you next week, Lord willing.